You're listening to The Hour of the Time.
I'm William Cooper.
And I'm too.
Folks, tonight it's going to be kind of a special program. Some of you who really aren't into this kind of stuff may not like it. But those of us who have families and understand what this fight is all about probably will love every single second. Because, folks, this is what it's all about. And, you see, why would we be interested in a future world in which we're not going to live if we didn't love our children? And it all started, folks, like this. I bet this is just about the craziest radio broadcast that you've ever heard, folks, because you never know what you're going to hear on The Hour of the Time. But you can always be sure that it's from the heart, and it's the product of something that we really care about, whether we're talking about our family life, or whether we're talking about the research we've done, or whether we're talking about the future. Pooh has expressed a desire to be my co-host tonight. Good evening, Pooh.
Hi.
Thank you for sitting in with me tonight to help me along with this.
You're welcome.
We've sort of had kind of an exciting last few days, haven't we?
Yeah. Pals forever?
Pals forever. That's the way our relationship is, and I certainly believe that's the way my relationship is going to develop with the new addition to the family. And I know you're all eagerly waiting to find out what's happened with that little baby. Well, she's home. In fact, we brought her home, I believe it was Saturday, was it? Yeah, Saturday morning. And, but you see, folks, you have to understand that the medical profession sometimes gets in the mode that they believe that they're God. And they didn't want us to bring the baby home for some reason or other. In fact, there were no doctors there, and the nurses in the nursery were talking about a 10-day regimen on antibiotics, and the baby would have to stay in the hospital for those 10 days. And, of course, many of you know that I wasn't going to go for that, not in your wildest dreams, because there was no justification for it except to put more money in the doctor's pockets. So I started asking questions and demanding to talk to doctors and people and administrators and everybody else. And the upshot of it was is that nobody had bothered to check the culture in the lab, and there was nothing wrong with the baby, and there was no infection, and there was nothing growing in the culture. So we brought the baby home. She's healthy. She's beautiful. She's very, very happy. I was absolutely amazed. The first night, she slept all night long, didn't cry, didn't wake us up anything. The second night, she woke up, I guess, about 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, probably more like 3, for a feeding, went back to sleep, and slept all the way through until morning. So, that's the way that goes. You know, we were so proud. I was so proud, and I know Annie was too, and I was so proud of Annie when Pooh was born. Annie went through 12 hours of intense labor, and, you know, it started out her going through all the pain and ended up with me going through the pain with her in that first birth. The second birth was all Annie, and I was helping her through, except for a couple of times when she almost broke my arms. You know, Pooh, when she came back from the hospital, by the way, her real name is Dorothy Marie Cooper. Pooh is a nickname, as in Winnie the Pooh. What are you laughing at? Do you like your nickname?
Uh-huh.
Do you like Dorothy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You were surprised when you saw a movie and there was a Dorothy in that movie, too, weren't you? Remember The Wizard of Oz?
Oh, yeah. Forgot.
Oh, yeah. Well, I know you only forgot for a second because you're not the forgetting type. At least not about stuff like that. Well, folks, let me tell you something. When Pooh popped into the world, there was about a week or 2 weeks, I forget which, but it was at least one solid week where she was having problems with her digestion, and she just wasn't feeling good. She couldn't sleep, and she would just cry and cry and cry. She couldn't keep any food down, the doctor said there was nothing wrong with her. And so Annie would watch her and take care of her and take care of the house and cook the meals all day and while I was at work. And then I would come home and I would rest for as long as I could until Annie was so tired she had to go to bed. Then I would get up and spend the night holding Pooh and singing to her and talking to her and holding her and rocking her and throwing her up in the air and everything you can think of. And I did just as much to keep her company as I did to keep myself awake so that I could watch her and take care of her. Changed her diapers and tried to feed her and everything like that, and eventually she was okay. Do you remember that time?
But, honey, did you really throw me up to the air?
Sure I did. I still do sometimes.
You mean like you did, this night right now, right?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean like that, Weezy?
Uh-huh. But you don't remember those days, do you? Well, we developed a pretty good friendship, started at that time, and it's just continued right up until now, huh?
Yeah.
You like that friendship?
Yeah.
It's pretty neat, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, she's giving me the secret sign. She made up her own secret sign just for me and her, just for our friendship, folks. And no, we're not part of any brotherhood or anything, but I guess Pooh had been listening to my broadcast for so long, she thought that was absolutely necessary. So anyway, this is sort of how Pooh and I do it.
love is kind of crazy. Spooky little girl like you. You always keep me guessing. I never seem to know what you were thinking. And if a fair look at you to show your little eyes fade away again. I get confused, I don't know where to stand. And you smile and hold my hand. Love is kind of crazy, spooky little girl like you. Spooky, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, that's kind of the way it goes with us. We do things together. We go places together. We talk to each other. We're really pals.
We play.
We play a lot, don't we?
Uh-huh.
What kind of games? What do we play anyway? You have your computer. We do things on your computer.
Yeah.
And we do things on my computer.
Yeah, like games too.
Uh-huh. What were you doing last night?
Playing airplane games.
Playing airplane? Boy, you were playing airplanes. Folks, this girl is a pilot. She was flying a Learjet on Microsoft. It's the flight simulator. And she can really fly really well. I mean, she can take off. She can fly. She can turn. She can change altitude. She can control the engines. And this is just like flying a real plane. I mean, as close as you can get without dying if you crash. The only thing she can't do yet is land, but she knows how to click on the right button to make the program land for her if she wants to. And, you know, she's not doing bad because I can't land yet either. So we don't worry about that. What else do we do?
Well, we catch ball.
Yes, we do, and we take walks with Sugar Bear.
Yeah, and he sometimes doesn't want to walk with us, but he's checking around the tree sometimes, so that's why we have to call him to come with us to take a walk.
You like that dog?
Yeah, he sounds like, his name sounds like Sugar.
Well, it does. It is Sugar. It's Sugar Bear.
Yeah, it is Sugar Bear.
Well, folks, Pooh, since she was just a little over, I guess, a week, almost 2 weeks old, has traveled with us. She's been everywhere that we've been. She has met an awful lot of people. She has learned to be a good little girl under all kinds of different circumstances. For a while, we called her Traveling Baby. And she has grown, and I'm just so proud of her. I'm pleased as punch. And we were both really not expecting another addition to the family. In fact, I'm pretty sure Pooh thought she was going to be the only one for a while. And I think her mother and father did, too. Although, I did kind of wish in my heart of hearts for another child so that Pooh wouldn't be alone a lot of the times. Because we travel a lot, folks, and she's there with us by herself. And when we get somewhere, it's usually adults who attend these functions, and so she doesn't get to meet a whole bunch of other children. And, of course, we live up on the mountaintop. There are no next-door neighbors, and so her greatest playmate is her father and her dog. And when her mother's not too busy, her mother, too. Her mother doesn't play with her as much as Sugar Bear and I, but her mother probably loves her more than all of us put together. And we certainly love her. And so anyway, one memorable time, we just, you know, rediscovered how much we love each other. And
my love must be a kind of blind love. I can't see anyone but you.
You know that, Annie. I've always only had eyes for you, and I only have eyes for you now. In fact, I love you very, very much. Careful around that song. We might end up with three. I think it's the Shabop Shabop that does it. I'm not sure. But it wasn't too long after that that Annie announced that she was pregnant. And actually, she kept it secret for a while. And when she announced it, we were all just as pleased as punch. And Pooh said, "What's pregnant?" And what was it?
A baby.
That's right. Where was that baby?
In the hospital.
No. When Annie was pregnant before it was born, where was the baby?
In the doctor?
No. Before the baby was born, where was the baby? Don't you remember we used to feel?
In the tummy.
That's right. Did you feel the baby move?
Yeah. Sometimes I didn't feel it move somewhere.
But sometimes we did, and we talked to that baby, didn't we?
Yeah, I mean, well, you know what? It sort of kinds of, it doesn't feel like, nothing in the baby's tummy, you know what I mean?
You mean in the mommy's tummy?
Yeah.
It just felt like a lump once in a while, huh?
Yeah, because it feels like something's different. Like it's not a boy or a girl, huh?
We didn't know for a long time, did we?
Yeah, I thought it was a girl, and then, well, it was a girl. I was right.
You were right. But there was a while when you wanted a little brother, huh?
Yeah, but...
But you wanted a little sister, too, huh?
Yeah, because so we could change dresses together and look pretty.
Oh, that would be a lot of fun.
Yeah, so I don't have to button my buttons up.
Oh, you mean your sister could help you?
Yeah.
Well, that's wonderful. Well, let's get into your story. You know, Annie was pregnant for 9 months with that baby, and we felt the baby move, and we talked to the baby through mommy's tummy. And
where should I start?
Well, why don't you start on the night that we went to the hospital? How did all that happen, anyway? You and Mom went somewhere that day, didn't you? Where did you go?
I think we went to Sholo.
You went to Sholo? Did you go to Taylor?
I think so.
And then you came back home sometime around, what, 3 o'clock?
I don't know.
And then what happened?
Well, and then her tummy was feeling pretty bad.
And then what?
And then so she said, well, let's go to the hospital. And so we did. And then it really was hurting in the car. So.
And it took a long time to get there, didn't it?
Yeah, it was the twilight bark.
The twilight bark. Now, folks, that's how she refers to twilight time. Because twilight bark is what the dogs do. You know, in the morning they talk to each other in twilight, and at night they talk to each other in twilight. And so, who calls it the twilight bark?
And we went to the hospital, and then she sat down on the bed, and then it was coming on Thursday night.
Yes. And what happened? How long was Mommy in the room with the bed? Not very long, huh?
Yeah, but then they took her to the other room.
And we played catch the teddy.
Yeah, catch the teddy. And
then Poppy helped take her to the other room.
Yeah, and so I had to stay in the other room, so I did. And then,
Well, not for a while. I mean, you were in the delivery room with Mommy for a while.
Yeah. And then a girl came and said, she brought me, and then, she said, can she have crackers, graham crackers, and some, grape juice? And so my dad said, yeah. And so she brought me to the front desk, and she let me have it in color.
And then what happened?
Well,
weren't you kind of worried about Mommy?
Yeah, and then I was crying for my mom because I really love her and I care about her. I was crying for that because I really, really love my mom.
And then what happened?
And then the same girl that want me to go check your mother, and so she did, and then she said it was a baby girl when she came back, and I said I knew it was a baby girl.
And the next thing I remember is you were opening the door to the delivery room and you were standing right there with me.
Yeah, and I was just staying with my baby sister. She looked very happy with the hat on her.
She had a little hat on her.
Yeah, so she won't get cold, so her head won't get cold or anything.
What did you think about that?
Well, I don't know if I think.
You don't know?
Mm-mm.
Were you happy?
Yeah, I was happy.
And what was Mommy doing?
She was feeling better, and
she wasn't yelling anymore, was she?
Yeah, because she was really yelling when it hurt really bad, and then she said, "Can I get her up, honey?" And then Poppy said, "No, you can't get up because you have to stay in the bed."
Yeah, the doctor wasn't quite finished with her, was she?
Yeah, but then she wanted some ice water when she was in the next room. And so ice water, and this girl came and got her some ice water, and so she drinks it. And then I did a taste, and Poppy got a taste, and then this cup came and then she throwed up from the water. She drank too much water.
And then?
And then she stayed at, she had to stay at the hospital, so we had to go home and spend the night one night. And then the next day,
what happened when we left the hospital?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
What about all those talks we had, and where did we go? Why don't you talk about that a little bit?
Okay. And then we went to the Sonic Drive-In, our Jack in a Box, and I told him maybe the Sonic Drive-In was open. So I was right. So we ate there, and then we were talking about lots of things, like when I was crying about Mom, and then all those things.
And about the little baby.
And about the baby was born.
And the name?
Yeah, and the name was Allison Dovey Cooper.
And you figured out how to spell Allison.
Yeah.
You added the Y instead of the I, huh?
Yeah, because we sort of like the Y, me and Poppy.
That was a lot of fun, folks. And, we came home, and it was pretty late, wasn't it?
Yeah, so Poppy told me to go to bed first, and then he went to bed, and then he took me in, and then he said, are you excited?
And what did you say?
Yep, I'm excited.
And I was excited too, folks. In fact, we couldn't wait for morning, could we?
Yeah, and then I was still sleeping at night, and then the next day we went to pick up Mommy, and so we did. And then
we missed her, didn't we?
Yeah, I really missed her that night.
And it was kind of rough in the morning.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't make a ponytail, and you wanted a ponytail really bad.
No, I don't like ponytails on me.
Really?
Yeah.
That's not what you said that morning. Did you change? In fact, you got a ponytail right now.
But the next day, we went to pick up Mommy, and so we did. So we had to wait for the baby to come with us home.
Yep, and it's time to take a break. Shall we do that?
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to take, I'll tell you what, folks. What I'm going to do is just, you all know who sponsors this broadcast. It's Swiss America Trading. You remember Craig Smith?
Yeah.
Remember his daughter?
Yeah.
Remember Jean Miller?
Yeah.
Remember all those nice folks up at Swiss America?
Yeah, she had a little girl named Katie, and I got her picture in my room draw.
You played with Katie one day for quite a long time.
Yeah, because she had a swing to go swing and back. So I played out with her and swing and a lot of things I had to do. I pushed the cradle and her baby.
They're pretty nice folks, aren't they?
Yeah.
We like them a lot, huh?
Yeah.
You see, folks, they're not just business people, and wasn't too long ago. Well, it was a long time ago, I guess. It was quite a while ago. It was about 3 years ago that Swiss America called me and wanted to sponsor my broadcast. And I didn't know if I wanted a sponsor or not, because I've heard horror stories about sponsors telling you what you can say and what you can't, or they don't sponsor you. And so I didn't want anything like that. I also didn't want a sponsor that I didn't believe in and couldn't support and back 100% with my name, with my whole being.
And so I'd also had some calls from other people right at the same time. It was unbelievable. Like, everybody at that one particular time decided to contact me and sponsor my broadcast. And so we investigated them, and we found that Swiss America Trading and Craig Smith were the only ones that we could feel comfortable going with. They really are honest, good people. They care about the broadcast. They care about me. They care about my family. They care about you. They care about a lot about the message that this broadcast delivers. And I'm in a unique position because I own the contract with WWCR. You see, Swiss America Trading can't dump me. I can just dump them if I want. Of course, I would never do that unless something just unbelievable happened. But it wasn't too long ago that old Bobo was trying to get Craig to dump me, and he was shocked to find out that I owned the contract, not Craig, and Craig said that he wouldn't dump me under any circumstances. So, folks, they've stuck through us through thick or thin. They've stuck with you through thick or thin. If it hadn't been for Swiss America Trading, whether I own the contract or not, folks, I don't think we could have supported this broadcast for this long without some kind of help. And you know me, I wouldn't take handouts to do it. So in the absence of another sponsor that I could believe in, we probably just would have discontinued broadcasting. Of course, we would have done what we did in the beginning. Our rule around here is trusting God and just do it. And when we first decided to do this show, it was tough because we didn't have the money. We just decided that it was the right thing to do, and we, like always, put our trust in God, and God delivered for us. And when we were short, we sold what we had to keep this broadcast going until along came Swiss America Trading. They stuck with us even when they burned down WWCR, when I was broadcasting from Waco and told the world that if we didn't stop what was happening there, they were going to murder those poor people. And of course, they burned down the broadcast to try to stop me from warning people and stop me from broadcasting from Waco. And it didn't help. It didn't stop us, because within 24 hours, Swiss America had us on another station broadcasting out of New Orleans, Louisiana. And we're still broadcasting today. So, folks, really, if you want to deal with some honest people who really care and people who can provide you with some real money, and we all need real money to face the hard times that are coming so that you'll have something that people will accept and not that funny counterfeit baloney that you've got in your pocket, call Swiss America Trading. Talk to them. Tell them that you're a steady listener to the Hour of the Time, and you care just as much about this country as I do and Swiss America Trading does, and you'll be treated like a VIP. I guarantee that. And they guarantee what they do. They back it with a refund policy. Nobody else has got that. Make sure you ask about it. Or actually, it's not a refund policy. It's a buyback plan. And I guarantee it also. If you ever feel that they cheated you or misrepresented anything, you call me immediately, and I'll get on the phone with Craig Smith, and between the two of us, we'll get it solved so fast it'll make your head spin. Everything is recorded, so nobody can lie about anybody. You can't say they said something they didn't, because it's all on tape, folks. Be advised, when you call and talk to them, it's being taped. And also understand that they can't say anything to you. They can't say you said anything that you didn't, because it's all there. And every time that there's some kind of a discrepancy, Craig and I get together, we pull out the tape, and we listen to it. And once you've decided on what you're going to do and what kind of plan you're going to do or what you're going to buy or what you're going to invest in, whatever you decide with those people there, those good people, then you have a little bit of time to think about it. Because before it's shipped, they call you again, and they go through the exact terms of the agreement with you, and that is taped again. And if something doesn't agree, nothing is shipped. So you can't find better people than that, folks. Their prices may be a little higher than someplace else. But if you deal with somebody else, you don't have the satisfaction of knowing that what you think you're getting, you're actually going to get. And that if you need to get rid of it, they have a buyback plan that you agree upon in advance. And you've got their guarantee and my guarantee, folks, that there's no way in the world you're going to be cheated. Now, you'll always find somebody who will sell whatever it is that you're looking for, probably a lot cheaper. But you can never be sure that they're going to be in business tomorrow, or that you're really getting what they say they're selling you, or that it's really the grade that they say it is. They don't have guarantees, they don't have a buyback policy, and they don't have my guarantee. So call Swiss America Trading at 1-800-289-2646, folks. Remember, we owe allegiance to those who have demonstrated their allegiance to us. One of the things that I have discovered as the prime reason why Patriots are not in the winning position that they should be today is they don't do what their enemy does. The enemy supports what he believes in with large amounts of money and absolute loyalty. Patriots are always looking to make a quick buck. And don't always support those whom they should. Now you think about that. Then you act accordingly. 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-289-2646. Call now. You'll be very glad that you did. And now we'll get back to our broadcast. That little baby. Boy, we looked at that little baby and we knew there was a future, huh, Pooh?
Yeah.
That was... Boy. That was the next one in line. Now there's four of us.
Yeah, because we got one and two and three and four.
And little Allison, you got to hold her today, huh?
Yeah, because when we were going to the Pine Top play at Shovel, and we stopped by Arby's to eat something. We were in, and Poppy told me to fix my own stuff, but Mommy was holding the baby. She just eat with one hand and drink with one hand.
And how did you feel about holding that baby?
Well, tonight, Daddy showed me how to hold her. And I hold her just by the neck.
Well, you didn't hold her by the neck. You supported her into the neck and the head.
Yeah.
And where was your other arm?
By the feet.
Yeah, and you held her pretty good, didn't you?
Yeah, now I know how to hold her, which is kind of heavy.
Yeah, so you didn't hold her too long, huh?
Yeah.
But you're helping Mommy?
Yeah, but I don't, you know, because Mommy wants to help me, help her to change the diapers, but I don't know when I'm going to change the diapers.
Well, it won't be too far off. You have to remember that she's just been born, and she's
tiny. And she's so little, you can't even play with her or hurt her when she's a little baby.
Yeah, we just kind of look at her and boy,
yeah,
this is what we think, huh?
Yeah.
That's what David is calling.
Only you can do it, other plans seem right. The darkness lies. Only you and you alone can win me like you do.
You want to sing along with this?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
For only you.
Done that in a long time. I was worried you wouldn't remember all the words. You didn't rehearse today. In fact, I haven't heard you sing that in over a year. Is that the first time?
Yeah, because I like this show tonight.
Boy, me too. I really like this show because I love my family. I love you, I love Mommy, and I love little Allison.
Well, I wouldn't leave without you and Mommy and Allison, and you wouldn't leave me and Mommy and Allison, and Allison wouldn't leave without me and Mommy and Poppy, and Mommy wouldn't leave without me and Poppy and Allison.
That's absolutely right. And I'm glad you understand that, because you don't have to feel insecure all the time, do you?
Yeah, because, Mommy doesn't like me to ask a lot of questions.
About what? That's not true. Mommy doesn't mind you asking questions, unless she's really, really busy, and then that kind of gets on her nerves, huh?
Yeah, but, you know, I'm wearing this pretty dress today, and I mean tonight, right now, and it's really pretty. It's got whatever you call this blue
vest, a blue vest,
and it got a shirt that's white.
Uh-huh.
And it's got little flower on it, and I got this blue shirt that's got
you mean a blue dress?
A blue dress, and it's got pink, yellow, red, orange, yellow, and that's all the colors I got on my dress.
And where did you get that dress?
At Walmart, and I got two patches that got a pink and white pants.
And how did you get them?
Well, I got them at Walmart too. Mommy said that if you be a good girl in Walmart, and she'll buy me something. So I did. So she bought me earrings to stick on, you know, those little earrings.
Oh yeah.
And she bought me that whole bunch, but I left it in the car.
Uh oh, that's why I didn't see those, huh?
Yeah.
Well, why don't you tell us, what does the little baby look like? Can you remember?
Mommy said it looks like her, but what about me? And she says she looks like you too.
Actually, she looks very much just like you looked when you were born.
But she looks like a Spanish girl, Susie.
Really? What makes you say that?
Well, she looks like those Chinese girls, you know what I'm talking about?
Uh-huh. Well, she's half Chinese.
Yeah, because she's got those eyes. Well, she's got those eyes right now because she's a baby right now, and she's got those eyes that look like...
Those eyes? What do you mean by those eyes?
Say that again.
No, you tell me what that means.
Those eyes.
Does she have any hair?
Yeah, she has the same hair that I got, black hair.
And how about her fingers and toes?
Well, it looks like mine too.
And are they little, big, medium size?
Little. Her fingers are tiny, little, and Poppy told me their fingernails are sharpened.
Very sharp, huh?
Yeah, because I saw this thumb. I mean, her thumb.
Uh-huh.
And her fingernail that was really sharpened.
Yeah. How about her head? Didn't she hold her head up?
Yep, I hold my head up.
No, can Allison hold her head up?
Yeah, she can hold her head up.
She can?
I mean, she might.
Well, she might, but she hasn't yet. It flops around like it's attached to a rubber band, huh? That's why we have to put our hand under her head and neck to support her.
Yeah, because, tonight I was just holding her, and I hold her by her neck, and Poppy told me you gotta appoint her like I did by the counter downstairs.
Well, folks, she doesn't really hold her by her neck. What she means is that she holds her hand under her neck and head like we showed her so that the baby's head doesn't flop around and fall off. Babies just don't have any muscles in their little necks, and so got to do that. And what about the top of her head? What's the rule?
Don't ever touch it really hard. Just don't touch its head.
Yeah, right on the top, huh? Because the bones haven't come together yet.
Yeah, because it doesn't really come together.
Yeah, it's got to grow a little bit, huh?
Yeah, it's got to grow a little bit. Then you can touch your head.
Yeah.
Yeah, but when you get five or two, I'm talking about if you get four or five or any age, and then you can touch your head when you grow big.
How old are you?
Five.
Boy, and are you real big compared to that baby?
Well.
Makes you feel all grown up, huh?
Yeah, because today I don't know what to do. I didn't know what to do, but I did know what to do. I just think about it because yesterday I did the same thing, and I did the same thing today too because I just pretend I went to school and I did a lot of things really good because I like going to school. It's a lot of fun.
Now, when you said just pretending, that's because you really don't ever go to a school. You learn here at home, huh?
Yeah, because it's not really a school. It's just my room.
It's her room, and that's a lot of stuff. And boy, she learns how to read with the real phonics, folks. She doesn't get into this whole word baloney that has so many illiterate people running around.
This day, I think this happened a long time ago. It's not pretending. I learned my hooks on phonics, and it's got three more pages to go to read the other letters, so don't flat practice anything like those, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Like that stuff. iPad and the...
Like the way you pronounce the alphabet? And are you going to teach? Are you going to help teach Allison when she gets a little older?
Yeah, but when she gets 5, I'll give her a quarter, and when she gets, when she's 5, I'll teach her how to be an artist and write and all those stuff.
You'll teach her how to be an artist and write and all that stuff?
Yeah.
You can write, huh?
Yeah, because I can. Well, you see, I write.
And you are a great artist.
Yeah, I am. And I write PRP, I think. Mm-hmm. And is that a word, honey?
Yeah, well, you know that's not a word. You know what words are. You can spell.
Yeah, because...
And you can write, and you can count.
Yeah, and I can count all the way to 20, I think. And
yeah, 20.
Yeah,
One day you even went to 30, and you surprised me, but you haven't done that again yet.
Well, I'll show you how to get to 20.
I know you can do that.
Okay, let me do it, okay?
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, everybody?
Okay.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 12, 20.
20, that's right. You did good. Guess what? I hear your little sister crying.
Yeah, because she's downstairs in the her white Kreta looks really good, and it's even got a cushion with it.
And she likes it a lot, huh?
Yeah, because she likes that cradle, but when she gets a little older, I can play with her.
Yeah. You know, I was really proud of you when you decided you were going to give your little baby sister a gift, and you made that decision all on your own. What did you give her?
A little tiny rabbit, and it's got clothes on it.
And that was one of your little favorite rabbits, too, huh?
Yeah.
Well, that was very nice of you, and it was very selfless, and I'm very proud of you.
Thank you, everyone.
And I'm very proud of the way you conducted yourself at the hospital, and I'm very, very proud of the way that you've handled all of this, and the way that you treat your little sister.
Honey, but what about the way I act?
Well, that's what I'm talking about. But you know what? I think you're starting to get a little bit silly, like children do sometimes when they're getting a lot of attention. What do you think about that?
Well, you know, folks, I don't like vegetables. I like macaronis. I don't like bananas anymore.
Oh, when did that change? This morning?
Yep, I think so. I think I said I don't like no bananas now.
Well, you know what? I think it's about time for us to get out of here. I've just about run out of things to talk about, and you're getting a little bit silly. So why don't we do that?
How about we talk a little bit more?
No, we're out of time, babe.
Okay.
Now, when Mommy gave us this little baby, we decided that she was our hero, huh?
Yeah, so we went to the gift shop, and we told Mommy that we're going to get you some cactus, not even flowers.
That's right. We told her we were going to get some cactus, huh?
Yeah, and then we went to the gift shop, and then the flower shop, and then Mommy was staying in the car, so she wouldn't see the surprise, so we got her some pretty, pretty flowers. And then she said, "Wow, that's beautiful. Thank you." Because we bought her that because she was our really, really hero.
That's right. And she brought us a precious little addition to our family.
Yeah, we really love her. We don't say we don't love you anymore. We just love her. I really love my mom, and she's really beautiful.
She is, and she's very special.
And
time to say goodnight.
Good night, folks, and I'm your princess, and God bless you all.
Good night, folks. God bless you. And Annie, my dear, this is for you. We love you very much, and thank you so much. You are our hero.
Yes. Yeah.